CRI News. I'm Qi Zhi. The International Monetary Fund says China's financial system is sound and has achieved remarkable progress. The IMF made the conclusion in its first financial sector assessment program review of China, which was carried out jointly with the World Bank. The report says China has made remarkable progress in its transition toward a more commercially oriented and financially sound system. Meanwhile, the IMF says further reforms are needed to promote financial stability and sustainable growth. The second docking between China's Shenzhou 8 spaceship and the Tiangong-1 space lab has taken place. After flying attached for some 12 days, the unmanned Shenzhou 8 decoupled with the space lab for about half an hour and then hooked itself back up again. The redocking is one of the last elements of the Shenzhou 8 mission. After flying together for two more days, Shenzhou 8 will re-disengage from Tiangong-1 and fly at a safe distance about 5 kilometers away. Shenzhou 8 will then return to Earth later this week. 10 people died and 12 others were injured when a home toppled in central China's Hunan province last night. The accident happened in a village in Xingshao County. 22 villagers were buried in the debris of the ramshackle house where they were making funeral arrangements. The cause of the accident is under investigation. The foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have met in Bali, Indonesia, to discuss regional issues ahead of the leaders' summit scheduled later this week. The ASEAN summit meeting is expected to cover a host of regional issues, as well as the effects of the European debt crisis. This year's meeting will be expanded to include US President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The leaders of China, Japan, South Korea, India, Australia and New Zealand will also join the talks later in the week. New Greek Prime Minister Lucas Papademos says he's determined to keep the country in the Eurozone. Papademos presented an outline of his policies to lawmakers on Monday. He promised faster implementation of structural reforms, including liberalizing market rules and making Greece's giant public sector more efficient. Papademos was sworn in last week to head the coalition government until elections in February. Pakistani security forces have launched an operation in the northwest tribal area of Orakzai, killing at least 16 militants. Six militant hideouts were also destroyed. Orakzai is one of the seven tribal areas in northwest Pakistan. The Pakistani army has fought several major wars against the militants hiding in the area. South Korea has sent hepatitis B vaccines to North Korea in the latest indication of improving cross-border ties. Seoul's Yonhap News Agency says two batches of vaccines worth more than $940,000 have been delivered to the North. In a similar move, Seoul resumed humanitarian aid to its northern neighbor through the World Health Organization earlier this month. South Korea's about-face came after new unification minister Yoo Woo-hye took office, replacing his hardline predecessor. Yoo, a moderate, has pledged flexible approaches to Pyongyang. Holding meetings has become a lucrative industry in China, which creates an economic value of nearly 1 trillion yuan, or $157 billion, a year. According to a report by the Alliance of China Conference Hotels, the number of meetings and conventions held by companies, governments, public-funded institutions and social organizations is growing at an annual rate of 20%. The report says China's economic growth gives a tremendous impetus to business conferences. In Beijing, about 220,000 meetings are held every year. Shanghai has publicized bids for China's first-ever local government bonds amid high subscription demand. The move is part of the country's pilot project aimed at curbing the debt risks of cash-strapped local governments. The Ministry of Finance announced last month that the cities of Shanghai and Shenzhen and provinces of Zhejiang and Guangdong will be allowed to issue bonds on a trial basis this year. The nation's auditing agency said earlier this year that local government debt totaled about 10.7 trillion yuan at the end of last year, accounting for about 27% of China's GDP output in 2010. And as the news from CRI, I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.